Well, anyways, before we start, is there
Mm-hmm.
anything that you want to specifically stay away from?
Ghosts?
Ghosts. In
No,
topic
like
of talk.
no.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to In and Out of Character, a role players podcast where I, your host, Mr. Island, talk to role players all over, from LARPers to VR role players to MMO role players, tabletops, creators, and players alike, because I'm a nut and I really like this hobby and I don't know why I do it. Today, I had on Triss. If you guys listened to the last episode, Triss was the person that Connor spoke very highly about, so you guys get to see if they live up to the hype. It is, in my personal opinion, that they do. Today, we talk about their journey into not Neopets. We talk about their love for international LARPing, and I geek out about that. I bitch about Discord roleplaying, and we talk about their Build-A-Bear video in Final Fantasy XIV. So, enjoy. Connor said you were absolutely amazing. So, if you don't live up to the hype, we're just gonna have to do this over again,
Whoa,
okay?
okay, that's fine. I'll have like my whole week off, so we can.
Oh, hold on. What
And it's
did
7 a.m.
Connor's
for
take?
you, so.
Oh, that's true. What did Connor say exactly? Hold on. I want to get their exact words.
No.
What did they say? They
He
said.
said that my character was a twink and also an asshole and a dick. Which is true, but come on, you cannot sell me like that. It's fucking annoying, dude. What the fuck?
You don't mind me asking, how'd you get into role playing?
How did I get into role playing?
Yeah.
That's a question for like 8-year-old me when she was like obsessed with horses. And I got into like, I don't know if it was ever in America, but there was like kind of like Neopets, but for horses. It was like a Spanish website. And then there were forums and people started like role playing there. And I didn't know what that was, but I was like, oh, that looks funny. It was the kind of situation of like, hello, smiles. How are you? Smiles.
You do the
I
star smile,
started like that,
gesture
yeah.
smiles, asterisks. Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Well, it's because like I understand where you're coming from, because I remember when I first started into role playing too, besides for like tabletops, but like when it comes to online role playing, seeing people do that, be like sits next to you, sits under a tree by self and expects you to walk up like emotes back, walks up. Hi, how are you doing? What you doing over here by yourself? Yet the chat group is full of like dozens of people.
It's so funny because it wasn't even role play. It was you trying to like put yourself in like this limbo space of like talking to people.
Yeah, it was so in. I wondered why people were doing that. And then, like, once I started to get into, I would say, MMO role playing, that felt a lot better to me than forum, chat room role play, etc. And I have been a part of some cringy ass chat room role play. Not
Oh,
proud of it, but I have
everyone.
been. Do you think that's something every role player goes through?
I think so. I think it's like the way to start. Like, that's like the first base that you can touch on. And then from there, if you like it, you like look for ways to look for that. Because I remember back in the Tumblr days, people were like, oh, I'm role playing Omegle. And I was like, oh, that's a thing. Okay, I'll go to Omegle, which is not a great idea because the people that were there weren't great or looking for actual roleplay. But from there, I was like, okay, maybe I have to look for something actually meant for roleplaying and not like chatting with like strangers online.
Like once you start getting past the whole I don't want to call it super cringe, because like I don't
It
want anyone to
was
feel
kind of
bad.
cringe.
I don't want
It's
anybody to feel
okay, we're
bad, but
cringe and free.
yeah, like, but once you get past that and you actually start looking for the groups that want to role play, you start seeing people get a little bit more, I don't want to say serious about it, like to an extent. Like they start to have a little bit more fun about it, and they start to be a little bit more theatrical about it. At least that's what I believe.
People that like actually put interest and like they want to like spend their time with something that has a little bit of value, just a little bit.
Yeah. Have where'd you go from Neopets horse role play?
I went From Neopets roleplay, it was not Neopets. I wish we had Neopets. From that to World of Warcraft, which has not the
Hell
greatest
yeah! Were
dungeon.
you Arthas? Were you Hormis or Cord, or were you Moonguard?
Well, at the time it was Moonguard.
Ah, Moonguard. I was Warmrest Accord until it died.
Oh no.
It's still dead. At least on the Alliance side, it's still dead.
Yeah, here, so I was of course in like the Spanish servers, so it was that was like the most prominent one. So that's where I stayed. It was not because of my personal choice, it was just like where people was, so
Okay, I didn't know that it was I didn't know it was different between countries. I just assumed everyone would be on. You know, if everyone in the world is on Wormrest Accord, I just assumed everyone would be on Wormrest Accord, like just one server. That's interesting. I didn't know that it was separated by
by
countries like that.
languages. Yeah,
Yeah.
back in the day. I think now it's
Aww.
different because of like the lower player base or like how they do it. Like same happened in Final Fantasy.
Yet they still won't let us talk to the opposite faction without fucking paying gold.
Oh my God. Or
It's.
screaming weird commands in chat that
I
translate weird.
know. I know. It's so dumb. It's one of my. I rant about it so much on this show. I fucking hate it. Like if we're supposed to be playing a role-playing game together, even if we're on opposite sides, we should still be able to fucking talk to each other. Like Elder Scrolls Online started to try to do the whole separation of factions shit, like when it first started, and then they realized how fucking dumb it is, and it's so much better for it. Not only can I roleplay with a whole like two other factions, we can all speak together, we can all discuss strategies together, we can all. I feel like World of Warcraft is just stuck in their ways with this whole, oh, we don't want to promote hate in PvP or whatever, but it's like, dude, you have plenty of games that have PvP where people can talk across factions just fine, and it's not that fucking bad, dude. Like, people will relegate themselves. I'm sorry, I'm gonna rant about this. I really hate the faction line, the linguistical faction line
No,
in
it
World of
makes
Warcraft.
sense.
God, it
I
drives
think
me insane.
it's more of like the player base as well, because I feel like a lot of people that play World of Warcraft aren't like hardcore fans that have been playing the game for like 20 years. So maybe if you change that now, they will get like, I don't know, have a mental breakdown and not play the game anymore.
What I I mean probably, but what I would my theory is that because World of Warcraft happened way back when in the I want to say early I mean not
Early
exactly
2010s.
yeah like earlier in the internet age, people didn't know how to act on the internet, and while I admit yes people still don't know
Still don't know.
how to act on the internet, it was real bad back then. Like it was do you, I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you an important question. How would
Oh.
you like me to refer to you as?
I'm Pris.
Hi, Triss. Welcome to the
Hi. Thank you.
podcast. Triss, I don't know how old you are. I am 35, so I was like right there in the early days of World of Warcraft, being on the internet, being one of the big first MMOs, especially like one of the first massive ones, like it beat out EverQuest and all that. The amount of toxicity that was prevalent back in those days on the internet was wild. And mind you, it hasn't gotten much better, but like there are people have begun to come up with ways to handle that. And I feel like World of Warcraft just never caught up, if
No.
that makes any sense.
Yeah. So I'm 27 right now, and I got introduced to WoW by my dad when I was 8 years old. So
Oh, man.
yeah. So I've grown up with like World of Warcraft, but I also grown up with like the internet. But I can see like that kind of behavior from my dad, for example. Like
Oh, yeah?
the I bet if you give him like unrestricted access to like messaging hordes that kill him, he will be like, you know,
Oh man,
the worst of the kind.
he's the one running up to players going zug zug. Wow.
More or less.
What was it? What is it? Kek, K-E-K or something like that?
Cake,
And
yeah, in all
whatever.
caps.
Oh my God. How did you like World of Warcraft roleplay?
When I started, I was like more of like my teens. Of course, I was not role playing when I was 8 years old. I was just gathering herbs. So, but later on, I think it was like nice. It was like really wholesome as well. I say that because then I've like growing up, like going into like the English community, I've learned a lot of like crazy stories about like World of Warcraft role playing the English community. But I don't think it was like the case in like the Spanish community. It was like really lore fanatic people that just wanted to role play as like, oh, you know, I'm a hunter. We're gonna go on an expedition and shit like that. It was like
That was
really
me.
nice.
That
Yeah.
was me. I was super cringe when I started my World of Warcraft roleplay.
You have to be a little bit of a cringe
Cringe.
lore to like role playing World of Warcraft, I feel like.
That
Just
is
like quite a
anybody
bit.
anybody listening, that is not a shot at World of Warcraft role players.
I
It is
was one
just
of
that
them.
we were both one of them.
Shut
I still log into World of Warcraft every now and again. Matter of fact, I've actually been kind of interested in maybe trying to get back into it, possibly. Not only for like content reasons, but to like, just keep up to date with what's going on in the World of Warcraft community, role-playing community. But my only options are Horde on Warmaster Court or Moonguard, it seems like. And God, I don't know about you, but like over here in the States, the degeneracy of Moonguard was legendary. And now everyone's on Moonguard.
I do not understand what happens sometimes with like these hubs. It happens the same thing in like Final Fantasy, where like there's like these degenerate hub that whenever you're like, oh, I role play in video game, they are just like, oh, from these, and you're like, no, I'm normal, normal, quote unquote, normal.
Normal. It's really hard in some MMOs because like in World of Warcraft, there's like plenty of role players that you can like separate, like you can go into like separate groups, right? And you can kind of do the same in Final Fantasy, but in Elder Scrolls Online, like there's only one hub. Like sometimes multiple hubs pop up, but like in Elder Scrolls Online, there's only one hub, and if there's some degeneracy going on in that hub, you have nothing you can do other than just ignore the other people.
Or join them.
Or I mean, you could join them. I'm not gonna blame anybody. Just make sure you and the others are consenting adults. So in Final Fantasy, there's the quicksands, and man, Final Fantasy community is something. Again, not a shot at anybody, but it is definitely different from World of Warcraft. And
Anywhere else, I would feel like.
yeah, I don't know about I don't know about Star Wars or any other ones. I just met somebody who is doing who came from Lord of the Rings Online, actually. And yeah, they told me the role play over there was incredibly slim, which I can't even imagine what that must be like.
That's weird, right? Because I would feel like they don't have like so many things that they could go on about.
Yeah, I mean
But
like
maybe
the
there's
Lord
just
of the
like not enough people.
That's it. The like I think it's just like it's not enough people because I mean Lord of the Rings Online, like when's the last time you even heard of Lord of the Rings Online?
Right now, I don't think I've ever heard anyone really.
Yeah, it's like and I was sitting there thinking about this yesterday as I was messaging you about the stuff. It must be wild to get into like drama on Lord of the Rings Online because of like if like
Everyone will know everyone.
yeah, if there's so few people, it would just be like then, man, that must suck.
That
I
will
wish I
crush
could.
your career.
Yeah, I hope I get to have someone from LRO on whatever come on and talk to me about this because that would be pretty interesting. But I wanted to ask you about something. You said you know five languages. Is that right?
I will strongly say four. The fifth one is dancing still.
Oh, yes. Is which one is English?
English would be my fourth.
Which one are you learning now?
I mean, right now I'm learning a bunch of them. My fifth one is Italian.
Oh, that's so cool.
I went to like a bunch of classes because I was obsessed with trying to like read the classical books in Italian, like Dante Alighieri and shit like that. So it's been there, but it's not great.
I'm trying really hard to learn French right now. And it's not because of Expedition 33, everybody. I want y'all to know about this. It is not because of that. I have friends in Canada and friends in France that I want to talk to in their language. That's why
French
I'm doing
Quebecois. But the French
it.
people in Canada have like a really different French than the French people in France. Oh my God, that tongue twister.
Oh yeah, well I know a little bit of I have a little bit of Creole in me from living in New Orleans,
Oh.
which is has a certain bit
Roll
to
to it.
it. Yeah. So you were telling me that with these languages you make characters be from a country that you can speak in. How is that like?
It's so since English is not my first language, I sometimes, most of the times, whenever I'm trying to type an answer or like try to put myself into what I'm writing, I think it in like my main language, which is Catalan, and then I have to like translate it. So sometimes the order in which I put the sentence on gets like a little bit twisted. So for someone who speaks English like naturally, it just like sounds weird or like reads weird. That's what I've been told. I don't know. I don't realize it because for me it's normal. So I think that's like a really cute quirk that some of my characters have whenever you're like reading them, that they're like, oh, they speak weird, you know? They speak, but they don't. There's something off about it.
Right. No, and I get that. I mean, because like when I mean, as much as I want to learn other languages, I'm unfortunately am always probably gonna be a country boy. So when I do start speaking these languages, I'm gonna sound pretty weird, I suppose. I don't know, it'll be normal to me too, but like to everyone else, they were like, wow, what in the hell?
It's normally just because of like the orders of where you put the words, or most of the times my give outs are whenever I'm trying to make like the common faces, like I don't know, my joy in a well, which is like I'm really sad. That doesn't translate, but for me there's a saying in Spanish that I say all the time, so I say it like normally, oh, my joy in a well, and everyone is like, no, I don't get it.
Does it ever create a Does it ever make things more difficult?
For me or for the people I'm trying to
Just for the scenes in general. Let's go ahead and wrap that like all together and just say for the scene.
It normally you can like contextualize it and be like, oh, I know what you're trying to say, but it's not really there. So most of the times it's just like, oh, you know, that character is a foreigner. They don't know what they are talking about. So it's like sometimes it adds more than it takes away from, I would say.
So how did you go from where'd you go from World of Warcraft?
From WoW, I went to, I mean, if we're playing, we're talking like video game role play. From WoW, I went to Final Fantasy.
That's right, because we I saw your we're a part of the same Discord. We're a part of the same Discord, so I knew it. But like it doesn't have to go from like you don't have to keep it to the video game thing, because like one of the big things about the show is like when we're talking about role play, people get so kind of like locked into like a certain form of role play, but I'm like I'm trying to squish it all together. So just from World of Warcraft, did you just go straight from World of Warcraft to Final Fantasy? Is what I'm trying to ask.
So no, from World of Warcraft, I realized that I like role playing. So I started like doing like tabletop games, and from tabletop games, I went into live action role play because that's just
Hell
like the normal one.
yeah! LARPing!
The normal tangent from going from a table to an actual field to hit people with swords.
Yes. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I know that there's a slight stigma against LARPing in over here in the States, because like you see people hitting other people with sword. Common day folk go, oh, that's kind of weird. I think it's cool as hell. All right, I don't care what anybody says. I think LARPing is really cool, and people need to be outside doing it more.
Maybe not with real looking swords, but yeah, I feel the
Yeah, not with
same
real swords,
way.
but
I've been in the States for like a couple months. So I like tried to get myself into like the LARPing community there and everything. And I have to say, I don't want to seem shady, but like it's really different what people do in the States to what like it's being done in Europe, I would say. They even have like these word, they're called like the Nordic LARPs and stuff like that whenever they try to like bring them to the States, they are called that way. So it's like a style of LARPing that we do here in Europe that it's not really seen in America, I would feel like.
You're actually kind of blowing my mind right now. I never thought I would hear the phrase style of LARPing. Like,
Oh.
that's really interesting. I had no, because I'm just used to the ones that I see here in the States. Like, I had no idea that this could be different. Like, how is it different, if you don't mind me asking?
So when you think LARPing, or at least maybe correct me, but when you think LARPing is like these big like battlegrounds of like people like hitting each other with swords and stuff, right? Okay, for me, those are like medieval LARPs, but they wouldn't even be like medieval LARPs because for me, a medieval LARP would be like there's a princess and a prince and like the court and there's like all that stuff. And like the battling would be like a side thing. Here, we don't like really hit each other than in the LARPs where we go to hit each other. Those are like separate things. Here, the LARPing that we do is more of like sitting down and scheming or doing something like living up a movie or something like that.
It's more story based than it is
Yeah.
combat based. Man, yeah, we Americans sure do like to fight for some reason. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know that there would be like, I mean, I should probably have assumed as such. Like, thinking about it in hindsight, like it's pretty clear. Like, as you go across the world, things are going to be different. I don't know why I never considered LARPing to be one of the things that would be different.
I honestly, I've been like LARPing for 10 years, and I don't think I've ever gone to a LARP where I just go to hit myself with something.
I just like beating, I
I
just like
just
hitting
speak
people's
and
swords.
speak and
Oh,
speak.
that's cool. You know, and maybe this is I'm speaking out of ignorance here because I don't actually go to a lot of LARPing groups. I do plan on changing this pretty soon because I do want to get more LARPers on the podcast. I just don't actually have a lot of knowledge on LARPing, I realize. I mean, I have LARPed with friends before, but I'm just like I've always just LARPed with people I knew, except this one time where I saw a bunch of people in a park, and that was my first time being introduced to LARPing, really. I wound up just beating the shit out of people with some swords. That was it. Like there was no rules except for like no headshots, of course. There was no like mechanics behind what we were doing. There was nothing like that. It was quite literally people just beating the shit out of each other.
God, I love soft combat.
Yes, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why the fuck isn't that a sport of some kind?
I
Anyways.
mean, it is considered a sport. You have like plenty of sports that like use soft combat things. There's Jagger, which is sort of like the, how do you say it? Like American football, you know, like where they tackle and stuff like that. In a lot of post-apocalyptic LARPs, you have that as the official sport.
I really should look into that some more. So, when learning languages, was that just something that culturally happened for you, or was that something that you went out of your way to go do on your own?
Well, since I'm from Barcelona, I speak Catalan Spanish from like being born. And then from there, it's like in the frontier with France. So I spoke French just because I thought, oh, you know, that's the smart thing to do if I ever want to like leave my country and go to France. And then once you have like two or three Latin languages, you can just start learning the rest of them like pretty easily. That's how I like picked up Italian. That's how I wanted to like really start with the German, but I sound really rough whenever I speak German, so I like forgot about it. And then I picked up English because it's just the language of the world.
Yeah. I've been trying real hard to learn another language. I've been trying to learn French and Spanish. I only know a little bit of both. Don't ask me to do any of it because I'm too shy and everyone's gonna make fun of me.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
Unless
Oh no.
no.
But you're in and what made you decide to take the languages and implement them into your role play? Was that this is sort of like the last question I asked. Was like this something that just sort of happened naturally, or is this just something that you wanted really to do because you just wanted to role play with more people?
So it's a little bit of a mix of things. I wanted to like role play with like a lot of people, well, more people in general, because for me, like role playing in Spanish would mean I only have the entirety of Spain and then Latin America, like the south of America. The issue is that the time difference and everything, and also like they speak a little bit different from me, and sometimes there's like issues with that. So that was kind of like a little bit of a wall for me. So it was maybe if I speak in English, I can find other people that speak in English, and not other that, but like people that speak other languages that are also role playing in English. It was like getting the pool of people to be bigger and bigger.
Which language did you find yourself using the most for role play, out of curiosity?
I role play in English like most of the time. I even like LARP in English only.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They are the so-called international LARPs, where they just do like the runs in English, and you get like people from all around Europe that they, of course, are not like mainly English speakers, but they speak English for LARPing.
International LARPing.
International LARPs, yes. It's really
What?
fancy.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna Google this right quick. Come here, Google.
Yeah.
I want to know more about international LARP.
I do not know if I should. Okay, so my favorite LARPing organization is a not it's a Spanish organization. It's called Not Only LARP.
Only LARP. Okay.
They are really good at what they do, and they are like, I'm gonna send you the link. There you go.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm really okay. So I really feel like the world needs to just like we as role players need to look at LARPing a little bit differently, if that makes any sense. Like
Yes.
because really LARPing does not come up in conversation about role playing a lot, except to those who don't know what role playing is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that whenever you're like, oh, I role play, you know, those guys are like go out there and with swords and they like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, because like I talk to people about role playing all the time, and role playing doesn't like LARPing doesn't come up in conversation about role play very much from people who do actually role play. Like normally it's like tabletop role play. Normally it's like tabletop, MMO role play, forum role play, that sort of stuff. And then it's just like it's like LARPing is in the corner holding its beer, watching the rest of the party.
Like, yeah, I have fun too, guys,
Oh
in case you were
no,
wondering.
yeah. These guys don't know I have swords in my back pocket.
Oh no. Have a
I
dagger on my pants.
have a dagger in my pants. That's gonna go on a coffee cup. Someone take that out of context. Actually, please don't. So I really feel like we as a community, like a community as a whole, need to like talk about LARPing more because hell, I don't know what it's like over there, but over here there's a massive complaint about people being in line, being online all the time, being inside all the time. And as I've gotten older, I don't want to sound like some old fuck, but I kind of agree to a point where it's like I like people like I do feel like more people need to be outside and in the community and doing stuff and not just inside all the time. And I feel like shit kind of saying that because I spend so much time working. I actually also don't go outside and do the things that I am preaching about.
Actually, the I think that if you like role playing, LARPing is like literally like the next step. Like if you like role playing to a degree, right? Because if you are a little bit shy about it, sure, don't. But if you enjoy it, like if you enjoy like being out there, LARPing is literally like the best thing ever. I was a little bit scared of doing it at first, and then I went the first time, realized that people there were like great, amazing. Then went there a second time, realized that the people there were like literally the same people that I was there with the first time, and we like just created like a little bit of a family. So now everything is fine. I travel around Europe just going there with people that I just see like once a year, and it's like the first time, you know, we're all a
So
little bit of a
cool.
family. Yeah.
I'm seeing like a whole bunch of actual international LARPing communities, like the
Yeah.
Rogue Charter LARPers, the International LARP Festival online,
Yeah, in Finland.
Chaos League.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
And
I here's this Nordic LARP you were talking about earlier. I'm sorry, you go ahead.
no, I was gonna say there's like organizations that do it. LARPing also is expensive, which is what draws people away most of the times, because it's of course like a big chunk of money that you're putting into just going somewhere for a weekend and like pretending you are someone you aren't. But most of them, they also do like sponsor tickets and stuff like that for people that are actually like studying or don't have like the funds, stuff like that, for people to like be able to go there with like less money. It's
Wow,
kind of
that's
like a
so
social
cool.
cause.
That's so cool. This is so cool. Why have I not actually taken the time to look into this yet? I feel bad for our LARPer, our LARPer friends, because like this is something that is readily available, like right now. It looks like if I actually tried to get into LARPing at this moment, I could.
Yeah,
And I just
absolutely.
never have, and I don't know why. Well, I guess maybe because once I get there and start hitting somebody, that'll be my
No,
main
no
focus.
hitting.
I just want to hit people with a foam sword. Why don't you let me hit people with swords?
I don't know if you're like familiar with like Vampire the Masquerade as well.
I know about it. I haven't actually played the games as much.
More of
Like,
like the tabletop.
yeah,
Like.
I played Werewolf the Apocalypse. I haven't played Vampire the Masquerade.
So they do like LARPs. Like official LARPs of Vampire the Masquerade in the States. I went to one. It's great.
Oh, that's so cool. I'd want to be a werewolf, but people would call me a furry. And I have nothing against furries, but that's what they would do, and I'd feel sad. Don't
No. They wouldn't. Maybe they
do
would, but that would just would be in character, so it's fine. You don't have to feel bad about it.
They've probably actually already tackled this problem before, where it's like, you don't have to call the fucking werewolves furry or
They
whatever.
know.
Wow, that'd be so cool. And I love, like, I wonder how that works though, because like Vampire the Masquerade, or what I should say, the what is that whole system? The White Wolf system? It requires just like a shit ton of a just a shit ton of dice, right? And do they use the dice? Do they use the dice for the system, or is it all just
So it depends. Normally, what you do is you have a level on your character sheet. You're like, oh, I'm a level 5 vampire. So if I tell you to do something and you're a level 4, you will do it because I'm stronger than you.
okay.
So it's kind of like, I really tell you to do this and you do it. You know, you always put like clauses in your words to make sure that the other person realizes that you are like ordering them to do something, like using the compulsion.
That's interesting. I would, oh God, you've given me so much to actually do now, believe it or not. Like, because now I definitely need to look into this a little bit more, and I feel like I'm obligated to at this
Do you
point.
know how we escalate things in LARPing? Imagine you like hitting things, right? Imagine we're like in an argument, we're just like screaming at each other, and I see that you were kind of like getting angsty and you want to like hit me in quotation marks. I would say something with the word green on it. It's like a like the light stop, right? So it would be like, oh, you're looking green. That's me saying like, oh, you can escalate the situation right now. And if we're screaming, you can hit me.
Interesting. All right, well, because I'm gonna keep ranting on about this whole LARPing
That's
situation, and I
okay.
don't mean to. I'm just fascinated by this
I
right
enjoy
now.
it. It's all right.
Let me get back to you. So
Yes.
what is so your LARPing career is still going on to this day, and I
Yes.
know that you enjoy forum role play, because our friend Connor spoke so highly of you in the last episode. So what are you still doing MMO role playing? You still doing any other types?
So I still play Final Fantasy and I still role play in Final Fantasy and I still LARP whenever I can. And I do not do any forum role plays outside of like the Discord role play that I have with Connor.
Oh, okay, I have a few Discord role plays. Now, I'm not a big fan of forum role play. I'm not a terribly because
Not
whenever
anymore.
I'm just like, well, I do have role play in Discord with a few of my friends, right? And it's because those are my longtime friends. They are the ones who I role played with the most, but I don't like it when I have to take a scene out of the game, like
Oh.
Elder Scrolls Online or Final Fantasy, and
Yeah.
take it to Discord. I especially don't like it when that happens because how do I put this without sounding like a bitch?
Oh, sound like a bitch. Do it.
I don't like it when it's done because the other people in the scene want to
Like call
go
it.
off, like go off and do something else with somebody else. You know what I mean? That's
Oh,
that makes me
yeah.
sound a little bit like a bitch, and it does. But I don't like it when they send me there and then just stop the scene and like don't
Yeah.
respond. That sucks. I'd rather just we fade the scene to black. So I don't have another whole ass message board that I have to fucking worry about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that happens a lot. So, especially if there's like more than one person like that you're role playing with, because like you have to take time from everyone.
And again, if people want to like take their scenes off, like if that's something they want to do, more power to you. I just don't like being ignored for like 2 to 3 weeks, if that makes any
In
sense. Like
another one.
if you want to have a fucking scene, let's have a scene. But like when we're starting to get into like a month of like no response on this whole ass scene, like
Oh.
no offense to anybody out there, but my attention span doesn't fucking last that long, dude. Like it really just does not. I when I go into a scene with a character, I have a certain like I know what my character wants to do in that scene.
Yeah, you lose sense of it.
Yes, thank you, God. Oh man, I appreciate you saying that because I was about to lose my mind.
No, it happens. Sometimes whenever that happened to me, I would have to like roll back and be like, wait, where were I? Like, what was I doing? Where is my character positioning? What is it holding? You know, like
Now if we are role playing in Discord, right, and the scene has ended, and
Yes.
we're just giving it time before like another scene starts, that's perfectly fine because you know, it's a new scene, new sense of
Yeah.
character, new everything. But if it's the same scene and I'm still waiting for
Someone to reply.
someone to tell me that their fucking character is sitting down for like a fucking month, dude, I don't want to fucking be a man. Just anyways, I'm gonna start bitching about that. How's Final Fantasy roleplaying going for you right now?
Oh, fine. I have my own venue.
You have a venue?
I have a
Oh,
venue.
yeah, hot shit. We got a hot shot guest in here today, guys.
It's a really silly venue,
That's
which
awesome.
you
I love
might
venues.
recognize. So in the States and in the UK, you have Build-A-Bear. Okay, I have a Build-A-Bear venue in Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, that's so awesome though. Okay, hold on. Like that's pretty cool because like all the venues are the fucking same. It's a bathhouse, tea house, combination Taco Bell, where the fuck? But that's actually kind of cool. Like
Yeah.
we got a lot of fucking library venues. We got a lot of fucking nightclub venues in Final Fantasy, that sort of shit. Do you remember the fucking exotic roleplay guild
Oh,
that put up a
yeah.
billboard
Like
in
the beach house.
Texas?
Like the.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was,
That
I
was
really,
crazy.
one day I hope to get some of those people on this podcast. Like I really do want to talk to them about like this whole ass
It
process.
was like the 2nd year anniversary of it, like not that long ago. He popped that on Twitter.
I
It's been
really should
2 years.
reach out to these people and get them onto the podcast. But
Yeah.
I think that's cool because like a lot of people think role playing is just stabbing and skullduggery and shit like that. But
Yeah.
like people forget that a character is more than action. It is a state of being, and sometimes that state of being is slice of life. Does that make any sense to
Yeah.
everybody out there?
It's like little things that happen. You don't have to go to a bathhouse every 2 days. But
That's
build
something
a bear though.
I never imagined. Like, I didn't even take the time to even think that Build-A-Bear could be a venue in fucking Final Fantasy. Like, how did you
Yeah.
get? Like, how did you get to that point?
I'm obsessed with Build-A-Bear. For someone who doesn't have Build-A-Bear, I'm the person that knows the most about it, right? So, since I don't have it, I wanted to make the experience of like, because Final Fantasy doesn't have Build-A-Bear as well. So, I was like the change of it, you know? Be the change you wanna see.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of people are like, oh, this can't exist in that, and this can't exist in that. Like,
Bloody on
if
me.
you can, like,
I'm
if
a
it is like
sewer.
some,
I can make teddy bears.
yes, precisely. Like, it is not impossible for this to happen. And, like, a lot of people would argue against the idea of a fucking Build-A-Bear in Final Fantasy for some fucking reason. I don't give a shit. Like, make a bunch of Cactars. I think they're cool as fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, people will argue against that, but it's like if the tools are there, why are you arguing against it? This isn't like we just had a person leave one of our guilds recently because they were upset that we weren't letting them use a power that did not canonically exist at the time, if that makes any sense. And like that's a special power. Like that is something that comes from special means. It comes from powers greater than us, if that makes any sense. Now, that's not to say that you can't have something similar to it. It wouldn't be called that certain power that they had, and it wouldn't be exactly like that. And that is fine. If they had done that, I'm pretty sure things would have been, fine and dandy. But they know they specifically wanted their character to be a part of royalty with this special power, and that just it just didn't make any
It's like
sense.
too OP.
Yeah, we weren't even thinking that it was like OP. It just didn't make any sense at the time. But things like a Build-A-Bear in Final Fantasy can exist. For fuck's sakes, they have flying ships. All right, they have robots. All right, I'm not gonna call them their actual mocking. What is it?
Magitex.
Yeah, the Magitex, because like they're essentially just robots. So if they can have all these things, right? They can have a fucking Build-A-Bear. Matter of fact, there's a fucking there's the Golden Corral, N Golden Corral, Golden
Yeah,
Saucer.
yeah. Golden Saucer. Yeah, the casino.
What was Golden Corral? Why
Golden.
did I say Golden? I think Golden Corral. Oh, Golden Corral is a fucking buffet here in the States. That's right.
Oh.
I get them mixed up for some goddamn
I
reason.
mean, it's kind of the same thing. Same
Yeah, same vibes, doc.
vibes.
If you ever want to know what Gold Saucer is, go to Golden Corral.
Think it would be
But.
more of like Hooters, but hey.
Oh, I mean, kind of, sort of, yeah, with the fucking outfits. But if these things can exist, then that does not stop. Like, a build a anybody creative enough could just make a fucking Build-A-Bear. All right, it would
Yeah.
be it. Just, I used to have a character who used
Boy.
in Final Fantasy who used
Yeah.
dolls to fight with, actually,
Yeah, that exists.
and. Her favorite was a Cactuar, and she would just throw
Oh.
the Cactuar at people.
That's fun. The Calcabrinas are like literally my worst nightmare.
The what now?
The Calcabrinas, the little puppets that are literally puppets and kill you.
Those things, yes. I haven't been playing Final Fantasy much lately.
In a while.
I haven't played since the last big raid came out. The Final Fantasy 11 crossover happened. Like first
Oh, I
happened.
mean, yeah.
So like not
A
too
couple
long, but
months,
like
yeah.
yeah, but like long enough to where I'm now like, oh shit, there's new content to do and I just don't have the fucking mentality to log in and do it.
Yeah, it takes a while if you're like not up to date.
Yeah,
Then
and
you
I
grab
want
it like with the...
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I wanted to make a new character because like
Oh.
drama kind of killed my love for the character that I had, right? And it's so hard to log into that character because like all the other people that I fucking it's that slim pickings community that we were talking about earlier, where
Yeah.
because a lot of these people hung out at the Sands and stuff like that, there's a little bunch of drama. The drama killed my character. If I log into my character and go to the Sands, their characters are probably fucking there.
Gonna be
And I just
there,
and
yeah.
it just oh God, getting on gives me anxiety. And I wanted to start a new character, but there's so much to fucking do in that game to catch up.
Why don't you change their name?
I just yeah, I should just change their race and name and be fucking done with it. But again, but I'm just like at that point, the character really will be dead,
Yeah.
and that makes me sad.
That's true. You get attached to them. It happens to me a lot.
Oh, does it?
Like getting attached to your like Warrior of Light. I don't know why. Like the other day I wanted to like Phantasia on my charger and I was like, no, I can't. My baby will
Sucks.
die.
It really sucks because like you spend so much time and effort in these communities and these characters, and like once they're gone, it's just like all the like there's no it's like burning a bridge almost, unless you plan on using that character in the same group, right? It's like what you had, those moments of like happiness are gone forever. And that is something that we do have to deal with in life, but this is role play and that sucks.
Exactly. It's roleplay. I don't want to be sad. Well,
I
yeah, I
want to be
do, but type two fun, but still.
fucking sad, man. Being sad sucks. I don't role play to be sad.
It's a type two fun. Sometimes being sad in roleplay makes you happy.
Yeah. I mean and like there's something to say about the importance of like making sure that the writers can actually, feel emotions for these scenes because that's what gives to the scenes themselves is like, laughing when our characters do something silly and the other characters respond accordingly, or being sad because something is happening with character development or something like that. There's something to say about all that, but I don't want my character to be gone, man.
They will
Anyways,
live forever inside of you.
they will. Are there any characters that you miss?
Actually, yes. So my main Final Fantasy 14 character used to have a brother. Oh, this is funny. I started Final Fantasy with like a male aura, and we had like this really big group of like role play, and we were role playing there for like 2 years or something like that. And at some point, there was like I don't know how you role played in Final Fantasy 14, but we did like the dice rolls, and I rolled a one in like a combat encounter.
Got stabbed.
And I got like stabbed, and I failed my saving throw, and there was like literally no healers around. So
That's
in my
bad.
head, my character had to die. But it was fine because that character like lasted me like, I don't know, like a couple months. So I did like his little sister, which is like my main character now. But like sometimes I miss him because in my head, I would have like this really cute, like, like old brother who is like a fighter, and then the little kid that is like literally a sword that makes like Build-A-Bear stuff, But sometimes I miss him. I want
Yeah.
the fighting character, but I have her instead.
I miss there's a there's not my character actually, but like a friend's character that I miss very much. And so we started Elder Scrolls Online way the fuck back when it first came out, right? And we already knew we were going to be starting role playing together, right? So their character was a Nord, and my character is an Argonian. I actually showed Connor a picture of my Argonian. I love her to death. I'll show her to you in a little bit. But they had a Nord character that was basically the adopted father of my character. And we were played for a very long time, and we had like a lot of cool, good stories where, like, oh God, we had so much fun. And then their character, they his and his wife had a kid, and he had to make the decision of like he had to, actually have that moment where he sat down and said, this is a fun hobby, but it can be a time-consuming hobby. And I would rather spend that time with my kids and or with my kid and my wife. So
Makes sense.
I'm going to just stop playing this character because he knows his limits, and his limits sometimes are when he does something, he sticks to it and doesn't stop. So he retired the character permanently, and I mourn for that character. You know what I mean? It's so sad because we had built so many relationships, like us two with like a bunch of other people. I still have friends to this day who I still role play from back then. And like every now and again, you'll think back and you'll just remember, wow, this did happen. And I do miss those days.
I think especially because it was like a good thing. I feel like if you break a relationship with a character that just like they don't respond to you anymore, or like they do something that you like don't stand about it, I think that's fine because in your head you see it like as a negative. So even if the story was good, you're like, but I don't want them anymore. But something like these where it's just like life gets in the way, I think it's like way harder for you to understand like why? Why did it have to end?
But like all good things end, this podcast is also
Dale.
coming to an end, and I'm sorry about that. I know we've already been recording for 55
And
minutes.
now, oh my God.
Yep, it's already been an hour. Go figure.
Time flies when you're having fun. Sorry.
It does. Thank you for coming on. I wanted to ask you more questions about the language, but like once we started
Okay.
talking about it, we started talking about LARPing and international role play, and I just got excited about that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Is there any advice? One of the last questions I like to ask people, and a question I don't remember if I asked Connor, and I'm so sorry, Connor, if you're listening, but is there any advice that you would have for other role players?
That you should have told me this before so I could like prepare an answer like really poetic and like cute. Not like throw me to the wolves here. Damn.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
I
I'll
mean,
just
you
put
made
it
a
on
question I have to answer now.
Oh, answer the question.
I think that like the best advice that you can give, like this is like a creative hobby, right? So I would feel like the best advice that you can give anyone who is like in a creative hobby, not only like LARPers, role players, but like artists themselves, it's just like take a break if you need to. Don't force things.
Oh God, yes,
Sometimes
please take
if
a break.
something doesn't come out, it doesn't come out. Do not reread your answers like 27 times, just making sure that it's just about right. That happens to me like the most because of like the language barrier as well. I make sure that there's no like weird words inside of something like that. But sometimes if it comes out, it comes out. That's it. Once you hit enter, you shouldn't like worry too much about it. It's gonna be great no matter what.
That is actually some good advice because sometimes I'll send an emote in game and I'll sit there for like until they respond going,
Did they like it?
did they like it? Was that good? Are you proud of me? Please be proud of me.
Does it happen to you as well when you like send something and you're like, oh, this is shit, and the other person's like, this is the best thing ever, and you're like,
God, it
you're
does.
lying.
And
You're lying.
I know it happens to me all the time. It really does. Where people are like, "Oh, you're a great role player," and I'm like, "I'm shit. What is wrong with you? What do
I
you
mean,
mean?"
the lowest of the stair.
Oh, the problem of being an artist is that we torture ourselves all the time. Anyways,
Exactly.
Tris, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you.
Anytime.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
I keep answering all your questions while LARPing if you have any more.
Oh, I'll probably bug you a lot. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.